Here's the dummy. You big dummy. You big dummy. See what you did?
Oh, no, you big dummy.
You dummy.
Yeah. It's time for You Big Dummy. Also, coming up, the stories that matter with Vic Vaughn from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom on WGN Radio. So this is when we read real news stories of real dumb people, and then we vote on who's the biggest dummy. And if you would like to read a story on the show, find a link to a funny dummy story. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Dan will get a hold of you. You'll record it. Not only will you be on the show reading like we have this week, you will also get yourself a Lou Malnati's gift card. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. Dummy number one. A man dressed like Fred Flintstone was pulled over for speeding. Were his feet going nuts out of the bottom of the car? Pasco County Sheriff's Office said Fred Flintstone, a.k.a. Don Schwartz, was pulled over for speeding in the Meadow Point subdivision in Wesley Chapel. Photos released by the Sheriff's Office show Schwartz was driving a smart car decked out to look like the Flintstones' famous leg-powered footmobile. The Sheriff's Office said Fred Flintstone was released with a notice to appear. The office thanked Schwartz and his wife Trina for being such great sports.
I'll spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y, period. Dummy.
Dummy number two. Dummy number two. Two. A judge removed his robe and ran down two handcuffed prisoners who made a run from his Washington State court. And by the way, I saw this footage. Dan, have you seen this footage?
No.
It's fantastic. It is fantastic. Video obtained by the Daily Chronicle shows Judge R.W. Buzzard. No! No, no, that's not. That can't be real. Judge R.W. Buzzard leap into action when the men bolted for the door and down a stairwell. One man was bounding down four flights of stairs, but the judge closed in, grabbed him as he was just about to exit the courthouse. Both prisoners were charged with second-degree escape. By the way, they booked out of the courtroom. They were handcuffed. Each guy, they were both handcuffed. So they're running out handcuffed, and the judge just rips off his robe from behind the behind the bench and just leaps out and chases these guys down, running down the stairs. It's fantastic.
And he rips his robe off.
Took his robe off and just started bolting down this. Good old Judge R.W. Wow. Buzzard.
La-dee-dee, they la-dee-dum is dummy. Just Donna and me. And the dummy makes three.
Dummy number three, dummy number three, dummy number three. Our reader this week is Carrie in Louisville. For being our reader, she wins a Lou Malnati's gift certificate. Lou Malnati's is home of Chicago's best deep dish pizza. Find one of their 40-plus Chicagoland locations or order online at loumalnati's.com. Take it away, Carrie.
Hi, this is Carrie in Louisville with You Big Dummy. A man was injured after breaking into an alligator farm, possibly wearing Crocs while doing it. Police officers responded to reports of vandalism early Tuesday at the Alligator Farm Zoological Park. There, they found an underwear-clad man with an injured leg crawling across a nearby yard. Officers found two rubber Croc shoes and a pair of shorts inside the newly opened crocodile enclosure, a St. Augustine police spokeswoman told the Florida Union-Times. John Brugen, director of the alligator farm, told the newspaper that the man apparently got inside the park on Monday night and damaged the snack bar before going into the crocodile enclosure called Oasis on the Nile. Security video showed a 9-foot crocodile lunging at the man who escaped to the edge of the pool. When he sits at the bank of the pool, the crocodile locks onto his left foot. The man caused $5,000 in damage, authorities said. He was arrested and is being held without bond. Records don't list an attorney for him. And now, back to you, Nick.
Have you ever seen him act?
I've been watching him act all his life. Like a dummy.
He was wearing Crocs, Esmeralda.
And what else are you going to wear to go see the crocodiles?
Oh, my God. That's a great detail. We got a break here. We got two more dummies to go through. We will vote and then continue with all the regular Friday features. And we're going to celebrate Dan Sugar's birthday a little bit later on. Welcome back, everybody. We are in the middle of You Big Dummy. We are live in the Allstate Skyline Studio here on the 18th floor on Wacker right here. And we've got our regular Friday features coming up and more of them because we're in the middle of You Big Dummy right now. Straight Out of Context, Nick D Show Spies, Fly Jams Friday. And on top of that, we will be celebrating Dan Sugar's birthday this morning.
Yay!
And that means that Esmeralda Leon has come down.
I appeared.
And Esmeralda Leon just appeared. So we're all going to celebrate. We asked Esmeralda to come down. I asked Esmeralda to come down so that we can celebrate Dan's birthday, which is Wednesday, and we won't be on the air. Mm. Well, the show will be on the air, but I won't be hosting it.
Okay.
Brian Noonan will be on. So anyway, so let's get back to the regular features here. Yeah, you big dummy. Dummy number four. This was sent to us by our good friend Wild Bill. Hi, Wild Bill. A Florida man. Well, that's how they all start out. A Florida man who identified himself to police as Ben Dover has been arrested. On Tuesday, a sheriff's deputy asked a man to leave a park in Palm Harbor, a St. Petersburg suburb, in an arrest affidavit. The cop noted that John Chestnut Park closed at 6 p.m., and as such, he was preparing to issue a trespass warning to the park goer. Asked to identify himself, the defendant responded by stating his name was Ben Dover. That was Deputy Kay Baldwin noted. The man then gave the cop the middle finger and got into the deputy's face as if he was going to hit him. The man then fled on foot but was apprehended in a short chase. Dover, as it turned out, was actually Andrew Lighton, a 22-year-old Palm Harbor resident. Lighton was charged with two misdemeanors, obstruction by a disguised person and resisting an officer. He was released from county jail early yesterday morning, posting a $300 bond.
I mean, I didn't know you were interested in gardening.
Why not?
Well, up to now, the only thing you've grown is dumber and dumber. The only reason I call you a dummy is because I call them as I see them.
Dummy number five. Marijuana is legal in Oregon, but you can't barter it for a car. That's the lesson a recently arrested man learned. Police in Albany, Oregon said a car dealer posted a Mazda SUV for sale on an online marketplace on Friday. The man contacted the dealer and offered to trade cannabis for the car. Matthew Franks, 38, showed up at the car parking lot rendezvous site that evening expecting to meet the car seller. Instead, the police were there waiting for him. Police spokesman Brad Lyles says Franks was arrested and put into the Linn County Jail. Lyles said police seized 5.4 pounds of marijuana, less than the agreed-upon amount. It wasn't immediately clear if Franks had an attorney. Though marijuana is legal in Oregon, sales are regulated to those in the business, and it must be licensed.
My only child is a dummy.
Yeah, I'm worthless, penniless, broke, busted, and
a dummy.
All right. We have to vote. Man, solid week. Solid week of dummies. All right, we've got the dummy dressed up like Fred Flintstone who got pulled over for speeding. We got the guys who tried to escape the courthouse but were caught by the judge, Mr. Judge Buzzard. We had the guy wearing Crocs who busted into a crocodile park. We had the guy who told the cops that his name was Ben Dover. And the guy who tried to buy a car with weed.
Now, can I ask, the man in the Fred Flintstone, was he dressed like he was wearing one of those...
Yes.
Cheetah.
He was dressed
skins?
Like he was dressed like Fred Flintstone.
Okay.
Yes. So, all right, Dan, where are you going?
And not only that, but
looking at the picture, like the smart car is fantastically dressed up as well.
Yeah.
I mean, it is like really well done. Obviously spent a lot of time. And I appreciate
not
the fact
Halloween.
It might have been, and it just got, you know, published now. Yeah.
But even then, wow.
Yeah.
Still impressive.
I also like the fact he married a woman named Trina. You don't hear that name too often. And obviously number two has a great name too. Normally I'd go with number three, but the fact that the guy who was trying to buy the car with the weed didn't have the amount of weed he promised.
That's the detail.
That's fantastic. So did he smoke it and just like, you know, or did he was going to welch on it? So
that's the detail.
That
right
is the detail right there. So I will go five.
So you're going car for weed. All right. Esmeralda, where are you going?
I do like Crocs.
Yeah.
Crocs guy with bitten by Crocs.
Right.
I'm going to go with the judge.
You're going with the judge.
Because I like the idea that he ripped off his judge's clothes or whatever.
His robe.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. These are, they're all really strong. I have to say that they're all really very, very good. Two of them were in Florida, which is, you know, the state of dummies.
Right.
I think I'm a little bit biased because I did see the video of the judge busting out behind the and chasing these guys down in different security cameras because they run down the halls and there's security cameras from the chairs, from the stairs. And I got to go with and on top of that, Buzzard was his name.
Right.
So I'm going to agree with you, Esmeralda. I'm going with the idiots who tried to run out. They're handcuffed too. It was so ridiculous. So I don't know. Anyway, so there you go. There's our dummies right there. All right. And we'll do that again next week because there's never a lack of dumbness. No, we're not going to do it next week because we're off. We'll do it 2 weeks. And then, you know, we'll have double the dummies. 2 weeks of dummies. So, all right. Let's, you want to break here real quick and then,
or you want to get a couple in? Yeah, let's
all
get
right,
a couple in.
Here we go. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. That's right. Straight out of context. This is where you listen to this radio station 24/7. And whenever somebody says something, you can pull out of context and it sounds dirty and it makes you giggle. Jot down the date, the time, who said it. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. All right, Dan, let's get a few in before we break.
Kelly from Elgin, Brian heard this exchange between Violetta Podramatic, Steve Bertrand, and John Williams.
It's so small.
It's smaller than you'd think, but you
see
it.
You already know that.
And I wanted to get closer to it.
Okay.
Streamwood Steve emailed this one to Wendy Snyder.
I can turn it on and off.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Okay.
And then one more before we break. Brian sent in this one to Mary Sandberg.
I don't think Steve Cochran would have eaten that.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. All right. Straight out of context, we'll continue, but we're going to break here for some weather and some commercials, and we'll come back and more dirty stuff from the radio station here. So when I'm in your neighborhood, you better duck, because Ice Cube is crazy as F-bomb. As I leave, believe I'm stomping, but when I come back, boy, I'm coming straight out of context, context, context. 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 What's up? Tell them where you're from. Straight out of context, 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 context. Yeah, that's right. Straight out of context, everybody. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody says anything that sounds dirty, jot it down. Send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. And let us get back to it, Dan.
Jim heard these of Matt Bubala.
Nothing ever came up. There was no joy in Mudville that day.
Oh, God.
That's what he calls it.
Okay.
Lake Geneva Dan emailed this one of Roger Badish.
It's just long and thin.
Is that on Bubala's show, too?
Yeah.
No. Okay.
Coincidentally, Wild Bill sent in this one of Matt Bubala.
And I'll hide the pickle.
Whoa, now, come on, now.
Goodness gracious.
Good Lord. Wow. All right.
It is a Friday night.
It is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or no, it's Saturday morning.
Saturday morning, right.
Wild Bill also heard this one of Lou Manfredini.
You got it all in.
There you go, Esmeralda. It's nice that you're here to get to hear little Lou.
Yeah.
All right.
Tom from Bartlett emailed this one of you.
He was huge.
You have a different problem.
Yeah.
Everyone else is small.
It was during the sports conversation on the Monday morning.
Oh, okay.
Somebody was... Dirty Dave sent in this one of Judy Pilak.
It's huge, actually.
Were we talking about the same thing?
Who knows? Kelly from Elgin and Brian heard this one of Mary Sandberg.
You put it in between your legs?
The hand. Oh, my God. There's nothing to say. There's just nothing to say. All right.
Brian emailed this one of Justin Kaufman.
Dave. Nobody's questioning if I'm soft or not, Dave.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
What is he? You know, he used to be on at night, and he's still... Ooh. Now he's on in the mornings, and he's still filthy.
Mm.
All right.
Brian Jay sent in this one of Eric Childress.
It felt very long to me, and just ultimately was not that rewarding.
Oh, boy. Was he talking about Suspiria?
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody. Oh, God. Okay.
John heard this exchange between Ro Khan and Anna de Vlantes.
It is too tight. I mean, it really is.
It's tight?
Oh, yeah.
God. Hey. All right.
Lunchbox. Kelly from Elgin and Ken emailed this one of Wendy Snyder.
I think I'm going to keep doing it.
Hmm.
But I'm not going to do it as much.
That's good, you know.
Yeah. Lunchbox?
Lunchbox.
Is that a person?
Well, I mean, they didn't provide a name, but that was the email address, so that's what I went with.
Lunchbox.
Lunchbox. Huh.
Thank you, Lunchbox.
Mr.
Lunchbox.
And finally, Jesse sent in this one of Esmeralda Leon.
Ah!
Oh.
Well, he's always wanting to watch.
Nah!
Wow.
Very good, Esmeralda. Very good. I'm glad you were here to hear that one. All right. Okay. Well, that's there it is. Let's go on to this.
Ooh, what do you do? No one else can dance like you. So what's all of us? There ain't nobody
spies.
Like
hey.
Someone took your plans away. So what's all of us?
Spies like us.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what this is. This is Nick D Show Spies. This is when you listen to this radio station 24/7. Whenever anybody mentions me or the show in any capacity, we want to know about it. You become a spy. Jot the day, the time we said it, and send it to nickdshow@gmail.com. Okay, Dan, what do we got?
Three clips this week. Spies were Celine, Wild Bill, Peter and Decatur, Lake Geneva Dan, Streamwood Steve, and Jesse.
No lunchbox?
No lunchbox.
Okay.
Your good friends from the Factory Theater were on with Patty talking about their new production, and the topic of phones going off during a show came up. You eventually jumped in yourself, but here's the story leading up to it.
The most spectacular was a show that Nick wrote, Here Comes a Regular. Manny was in it, and I was producing it.
Oh, yeah.
And the set looked like a bar, and where the bathrooms were, you were basically on the set, and someone's phone rang, and he picked it up and just started talking.
Oh, my God.
And was like, no, it's a really great show. He talked about, he was clearly having a great time, but he just, didn't even realize.
Yeah. Well, did realize, yeah, but didn't care. Yeah.
It was very environmental.
It was very environmental.
So at that point, do you just stop and just kind of watch and listen? Or do you
continue? No, they just kept going.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Treated it like it was a bar.
No.
I mean,
you always take the high road. You never stop and look at somebody and say, hey, stop that. Because I think that it's, again, it's part of the experience. I mean, you don't want to put anybody through anything. I mean, if it goes on forever, obviously, somebody's got to stop the person. But people make mistakes all the time.
Yeah.
Can you call them back?
Yeah. And then I came in and told the vomit story from that same play at a different time. Guy threw up all over himself. He was drunk. He passed out, woke up, threw up all over himself, and he was sitting right behind Cochran and his mother. Walked across the stage. Walked across the stage and through the front entrance of the bar set to go to the bathroom, which was behind it. And then I said to the guy playing the bartender, as soon as the guy just staggered out, goes to the bathroom, leaves, I said to the bartender, man, you overserved that guy, and we got a laugh out of it, so... Yeah, that was fun. Manny and Allison, I love them. It was so nice to see them last week. That was really wonderful. Okay, what's next?
Next up, Matt Bubala and Roger Badish were talking about movies and sharing opinions on movies and some of the challenges that come with being a film critic.
I really love going to the movies now.
I will wait for things to come out on Amazon. But also, it's my opinion. Nobody in the world gives a hoot about my opinion. Seriously. And no matter what you say your opinion is of what you think the movie is, how good or bad or indifferent, half the world's going to attack you. And I'm like, I don't need that. The guys who do, Nick and Dean, these guys who do the movie reviews, God bless them. I give them all credit to be able to do something that you're going to tick off half of the population.
Well, Nick does not care.
I know he doesn't.
You're right, I don't care. I do not care if people get mad at me.
Well, I think for the most part, critics can't care.
No.
Have to not care, because how are you going to do your job?
You know, here's the thing. You find a critic that you agree with. Like, if you listen to me and you don't agree with me, when I say a movie's bad, you'll go see it. Just use me as a barometer. You know, I mean, you kind of know what my tastes are. And if you don't agree with my tastes, then, like, when I say Bohemian Rhapsody is a piece of crap, you'll go see it and you'll probably like it. And vice versa. Some people, I don't care. I'm going to give my opinion. I don't care. It's what I'm supposed to do. It's my job. All right, one more, you said?
Yeah, quick one. We were talking about movies earlier, and then Roger and Matt talked about your film club.
So I know Nick, at the beginning of every month, he's got his movie club, and I've always tried to go to it. He's got a great one coming up, Burt Reynolds.
The Longest Yard,
yeah. Which is a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
And Esmeralda, you were there?
Yes, I was.
And it is a fantastic movie.
Was.
All right, thank you, Spies. Hey, listen, we're going to break for the news. And then, Dan, if you want to come in here, we've just got a little something for you. We're going to celebrate your birthday. And we'll do that. And then we got Fly Jams Friday coming up after that. All right, the news next.